take me back. I mean, I remember from your book, you talk about, I think it was Lollapalooza that kind of your first interest in politics, or I guess your first foray into politics. Kind of talk about that and how that has evolved over the years since then.
It was basically, that's why I'm advocating electoral reform, because I'm a big believer in democracy. It's just people coming together and working together, resolving issues in a non-violent way. And we have a tradition of democracy in the United States. And, you know, working on promoting the music industry and the music community in Washington State, I discovered that this system is, you know, our democratic system is pretty neat. It's like, you know, public hearings, transparency. But when it comes to elections, that people get, when it comes to elections, people get really turned off and they're cynical and disaffected. So you get where people are disaffected. So I was looking for ways to kind of fix things, like hence saying fix our broken democracy. Like, how do we get people involved and enthusiastic about participation? Well, it boils down to the electoral system. It's hard to get excited over an uncontested election. Too many elections in Washington State are uncontested. So it's basically, it's a big change. Amendment 3 is going to pave the way for the rest of Washington State and really find a solution to the, I guess it's a crisis. You know, pick a party primary is antagonizing voters, and that's not part of it. That's a sign of a dysfunctional democracy.
Let me ask you this. I mean, of course, like a few years ago, you considered running for lieutenant governor. And not necessarily specifically that office, but have you considered running for office since then? Is that something that's kind of entered into your...
Well, you know, people ask me that a lot, and I'm very active politically. I endorse candidates. I work with candidates who I feel share my values and who are going to move Washington State forward. And you don't have to really be... a lawmaker to do that. You could, that's a message for like any citizen. It's like, maybe because I'm so politically active, but people are really apolitical and inactive, so it makes me look like I'm a, you know, a fanatic when I'm not. It's just, you know, I'll go to a public hearing, I'll write a letter to the newspaper. You know, I'm active in my local Grange, my local Democratic Party, you know, just kind of community thing. Because I think we're stronger and more secure when people work together.
So you'd rather approach it from that side as opposed to actually being a...
Yeah, and you develop relationships and you try to espouse ideas. Right now I'm really focusing on electoral reform. It's a crisis. The pick a party primary is not working. And it's, we got to find a solution. And I recognize Amendment 3 as a solution.